In 2010, I published The Accidental Billionaires, The Founding of Facebook, which was soon adapted into the film The Social Network. I could never have guessed that one day I would revisit two of the characters from that story, Tyler and Cameron Winklevoss, the identical twins who challenged Mark Zuckerberg over the origins of what would soon be one of the most powerful companies on Earth. In the world The Accidental Billionaires was published into, Facebook was the revolution, and Mark Zuckerberg the revolutionary. He was attempting to change the social order, how society interacted and how people met, communicated, fell in love, and lived. The Winklevoss twins were his perfect foils, buttoned-down men of Harvard, privileged jocks who, in many ways easy to see, represented the establishment. Today, things seem different. Mark Zuckerberg is a household name. Facebook is ubiquitous, dominating much of the internet, even as it seems to be constantly embroiled in scandals, ranging from hacked user data to fake news items and providing a platform for political-based disruptions. Meanwhile, Tyler and Cameron Winklevoss have reappeared in the news in an unexpected way as leaders of an entirely new digital revolution. The irony of the situation is not lost on me. Not only that Zuckerberg's and the twins' roles as rebels and evil empire seem to have been reversed, but also that my book and the film that followed helped enshrine an image of the twins that is in need of revising. It is my opinion that Tyler and Cameron Winklevoss didn't just happen to be standing in the exact right place at the exact right time, twice, by chance. Second acts in literature, as in life, are rare. And as I hope to show, there is every chance that the Winklevoss twins' second act will eventually overshadow their first. Bitcoin and the technology behind it has the capacity to upend the internet. Just as Facebook was developed to enable social networks to move from the physical world to the internet, cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin were developed for a financial world that now functions largely online. The technology behind Bitcoin isn't a fad or a bubble or a scheme. It's a fundamental paradigm shift, and it will eventually change everything. Act 1. Moral wounds have this peculiarity. They may be hidden, but they never close. Always painful, always ready to bleed when touched, they remain fresh and open in the heart. Alexandre Dumas, The Count of Monte Cristo. 1. Into the Tiger's Cage. February 22, 2008. The 23rd floor of a nondescript office tower on the outskirts of San Francisco's financial district. The usual glass, steel, and concrete sliced and diced into overly conditioned brightly lit cubes, eggshell-colored walls and industrial beige carpets, fluorescent strips bisecting tic-tac-toe tiled dropped ceilings, bug-eyed water coolers, chrome-edged conference tables, faux leather adjustable chairs. It was a little past 3 on a Friday afternoon, and Tyler Winklevoss stood by a floor-to-ceiling window overlooking a pincushion of similar office buildings, piercing the midday fog. He was trying his best to sip filtered water from a tissue-thin disposable cup without spilling too much onto his tie. After so many days, months, hell, years, the tie was hardly necessary. The longer this ordeal dragged on, the more likely it was that sooner or later he'd show up to the next endless session wearing his Olympic rowing jacket. He managed to get the barest taste of water before the cup folded inward beneath his fingers, rivulets missing his tie, but drenching the sleeve of his dress shirt. He tossed the cup toward a trash can beneath the window, shaking his damp wrist. Another thing to add to the list, paper cups shaped like ice cream cones. What kind of sadist came up with these? Maybe the same guy who invented the lights. I've gotten 2 shades tanner since they moved us to this floor. Forget pits of fire. I'm betting purgatory is lined with fluorescent tubes. Tyler's brother, Cameron, was stretched out across 2 of the faux leather chairs on the other side of the room, his long legs propped up against the corner of a rectangular conference table.